a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
To order. We have the internet on so that we have listeners from throughout South Dakota, or the world for that matter, in this day and age, isn't it? We welcome each one of you here. Just a reminder to turn off your cell phones and mute your computers, and if you have a call, just step outside of the room here. The secretary will call the roll, please.
Representatives Bartling.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Hawks.
Here.
Johns.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
May.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Stevens.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Hager.
Here.
And Sly.
Here.
Madam Chair, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Chair calls for approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Okay. Representative Tolson moved and Representative Bartling seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Minutes approved. Pages. We have one page here. We do have short. Sometimes in the past we've had two pages, but I know there's been fewer pages. So would you come forward and share who you are, where you're from? Is this your first time in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us if you have any plans for the future, too. All right. Thank you for coming. Oh, do we have a USD fan here? Yes. Well, committee, did it go a little more easily having it at 9 o'clock today start? Well, this will be your last time probably. So. Yeah, you're right. So, maybe it felt great, but I'm sorry. We have some work to do. Testifiers. If you're going to testify, be sure that you have your correct name badge if you're representing any organization, and also if you're a legislator, be sure that you have your name badge on. The handouts will go through the page, and also questions will be directed through the committee chair here. With that, I think that we're ready to get started for the day. Do you have butterflies in your stomach with our first real bill?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you're probably not the only one. That's everyone has to get through it, just like your first time of speaking on the floor. And this will be our first, and we'll just walk through it. And if you need some help or if I need help, why, we're open to that for getting through. And thanks to Representative Virtue, one that isn't like our room isn't full of people, so we appreciate that. So, our first bill, an act to provide for certain methods of disbursement for school district flexible spending accounts. It's House Bill 1064. Do we have any proponents?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. It's indeed an honor to be here to have your very first bill. I want you to relax. My PowerPoint is only 42 minutes long, so it won't take long at all. And I want you to realize that none of us quit laughing when we grow older. We grow old when we quit laughing, so don't forget to have fun while we're here. Okay. 1064. I'm bringing this to you at the behest of the Custer School District, and it has quite a bit of backing, as you'll see. I'm just going to kind of introduce the bill, and then we'll have further testimony. Many school districts offer flexible spending accounts, and I think everybody knows that for their employees. They are all self-administered. This means that all the claims are dealt with by the administrative office through the district business managers in the schools. The use of a debit card would streamline this process for both the employer and the employee. The program is in place, but the language is not there to be able to offer debit cards to their employees. The use of the debit card would allow for more efficient and effective management of flexible spending accounts for both the employers and the employees. The funds will still be managed by the local school district. And with that, I will stand by for questions, and I will defer to expert testimony that is soon to follow. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Other proponents for House Bill 1064?
Madam Chair, Rob Munson, representing School Administrators of South Dakota. I'm excited to stand by and see who the expert testimony people are. Knowing that this was coming before this committee, I did a quick survey yesterday. This technology and internet is a wonderful thing if you haven't tried it out yet. I sent out a survey requesting business managers to get back to me on the use of flexible spending accounts in their districts, and I didn't get 100% return, but I got a pretty good sample. 72% of the schools that got back to me said they currently have flexible spending accounts in place. 31% said they would more than likely use the debit card over a check payment method. 43% they maybe would. 41% said that they believe it would save them time in processing the claims before coming from the business office. As a recent utilizer of this service, it is quite a challenge when you have to come back with these receipts. As an example, we would use a flexible spending account for a babysitter a few years back. You would have to go to the babysitter, have them document how much time and money was spent with your child at their service, bring that back to the business office, make a photocopy of it, submit it on an FSA form, send it off, get it accredited, it would come back. Finally, the business manager would be able to write that check. So it's about a two-week turnaround in some cases if you're processing outside of the school, about a week if you're doing it inside the school. If we would allow schools, which we allow county employees, we allow municipalities to use the debit card form right now, that time would be cut dramatically. The individuals would come into the business office, explain their expenses to the business office, a debit card would be issued. The monies are all handled within the school district. They're deposited in a separate interest-bearing account in the school. The money does not leave the school. It stays in-house and is just transferred over to pay the debit expenses that come through. We stand behind this. We think it is a fantastic move. We appreciate Representative bringing this forward for the Custer District, and we support it. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I believe that we'll continue with proponent testimony, and then we will open it up for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Committee.
Any other proponents?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. I'll be brief. I don't have a PowerPoint either. I represent the Sioux Falls School District. They are certainly in favor of this. I've represented the insurance industry for many, many years on behalf of State Farm. These kinds of things have been looked at over the last several years, and they have been found to greatly help costs of administration. So I know that school boards around the state, and I see that Mr. Pogany is here, so I think he can speak to a broader dimension of how many schools, but I am aware that this is something they'd like to do. It is much faster for the patient, and it's much more efficient for the administration, I think, of the program. So we hope you will adopt it on behalf of Sioux Falls School District.
Thank you, Mr. Thiessen. Other proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. Wade Pogany from the Associated School Boards. You probably noticed that Mr. Thiessen is limping around. I'm not sure how anyone can hurt their knee while they're sleeping, but he's done that. So you'll have to ask him about that later on. The School Board Association comes to you, and we are definitely in favor of this. Municipalities and counties have used this for a long time. So we're simply asking you for permission for schools to use debit cards. And one of the questions that will always come up is, you know, are there checks and balances to make sure that this fund is protected? And that there is no security issue here. And I assure you that the procedures that we have in place with accounting practices in school boards and in our school businesses are definitely equipped to handle this. So we ask you to just give us the permission to use the debit cards and to become more efficient in our accounting processes. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Dr. Pogany. other proponents?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I am Sandra Waltman. I am representing the South Dakota Education Association. We represent roughly 6,000 educators from across the state. And this being your first bill, I will introduce you to the Me Too testimony. We agree with everything that has been said here. And speaking for our members who will be using the debit cards, this will make their lives a lot easier, and we encourage you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Great example. That's how we learn, isn't it? Any other proponents? Any other proponents? Are there opponents? Opponents for House Bill 1064. Opponents? The chair will close testimony and we will open it up for committee questions. Does anyone have questions for those who have testified?
Madam Chair.
Representative Ring.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like just a little clarification. The word debit card sort of threw me because I think of the card that I use when I go to the ATM and take out a couple hundred dollars when I'm getting ready to go to Pier. So what kind of – it sounded from what one of the proponents said, this is something that you go and get – I think they're called cash cards or something like that has a certain amount of entered on the card, and then you take that to I guess what I'm asking, and this sounds to me like a great idea, is where the control is to make sure that you're spending this for the purposes of I'm thinking this is what we call a cafeteria plan at the university. So if somebody could explain that, I'd appreciate it.
Please identify yourself for the record.
Madam Chair, Rob Munson from School Administrators. Members of the committee, I'll try to shed some light on this, Representative Ring. These are amounts that come out of your payroll that go into an account. So at the beginning of the year, you set up a dollar amount that you put away, and I'll hypothetically use an example of $1,000 that you will use towards a flexible spending account. So that dollar amount would be placed onto that debit card and would be only able to use for authorized charges against that. As an example, a pharmacy, a medical doctor, or your child care. It wouldn't be a widely used debit card.
Do you have a follow-up, sir?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
So, and please understand, I'm not questioning these, but... Where's the control to make sure that it is, in fact, used only for authorized purposes, that I don't go and use this card for groceries?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, as are all of the expenditures that go out, whether you do it through the business office or there's going to be a paper trail on what comes back through the business manager on that debit card. So there will be a trail of the charges that go out, and the business manager will be watching that. So if it is not at a medical clinic, a pharmacy for medication, or other services that are allowable under the flexible spending, certainly they would have to question that person as to why they didn't utilize it in the proper way that it was intended.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Okay. That explains it adequately for me. So thank you, sir. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Other questions? Yes, Representative Eklund.
Representative Ring brought up my question, but I guess a follow-up question that I would ask then is, if they do go buy groceries, then how do you get the money back?
Madam Chair, Representative Eklund and committee members, I would say it's with anything. If it's fraudulently used, I would assume there would be a payroll deduction they could go after to get that, or certainly the next round of entering into a flexible spending account would be scrutinized a little bit more with an individual who is abusing the system, as they would if it was a check matter or a direct payment.
follow up? Okay. Any other questions from the committee?
Madam Chairman.
Representative Campbell, and then I will get you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question that goes along with Representative Ring's inquiries. I would assume, and that's why I'm asking the question, because I don't know, that you would have more than one account, say, in a school, so that one person with a debit card isn't going to drain the entire budget in one move.
Representative Munson, do you feel comfortable asking?
I'm a senator there.
Yes.
Chair Sly.
I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, yes, I feel comfortable answering that question. I believe with Madam Chair, Representative Campbell, I do believe that the debit cards will be preloaded with an amount, so you couldn't just go in and drain an entire account. It's not a credit card type setup. It's a debit card charged with an individual amount that person puts away. And I'll go back to my example. I used to put in about $1,500 a year. It was a combination of medical expenses and child care. So I would be handed a card with no more than a $1,500 limit on it, and that is all I could spend. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Representative Schaefer.
He just answered my question.
Hey, we are a committee that's kind of melding together here. We have similar thoughts and ideas. Very great. Any other questions from the committee? No other questions. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes. Representative Wick, do you have a question?
Yes, Madam Chair.
By the skin of your teeth, I was almost ready to move.
Mr. Munson, thank you very much for your time, but I actually have a question for, I think, Mr. Teason's an attorney.
Just don't ask me how I got. Madam Chair.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Wick.
Mr. Teason, if you could explain, I believe this is authorized under federal law, and there are tax benefits to it. Are there not also penalties that would be applied by the federal government if you misused one and they found out about it?
You're Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes, Representative Wick, you're right on all accounts. There are benefits. This was originally approved by the federal government, federal law, some time ago. It allows you to decide how much you want to put into your medical savings account, and then you are able to use the card in order to draw on it. So you set the limit, as was explained, and the card would not be accepted at Safeway. It's clearly limited on the card as to where it can be used and what kind of thing it can be used for.
Follow up?
Yes, Madam Chair, if I could.
Yes.
And when you use that card, so that people understand, and maybe for the people that are listening on the Internet, understand that the tax benefit is you're using prior to tax-deducted dollars, so it comes from dollars before the taxes and Social Security and everything else come on.
Yes, you're spending your tax deduction as you go through the year as opposed to waiting for the federal government to send it to you, maybe.
Yeah. Any other follow-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Teason, also. Are you getting a better understanding of what the flexible spending is for them? Okay. This chair will close committee questions, and we will move into discussion, committee discussion. These will be where you'll make your comments, if you have any thoughts, and we're practicing that so that sometimes we can do committee discussion and or action, and I'm just throwing it out for discussion right now, so that if you have any comments, and if not. Yes, Representative Tyler.
Just as kind of not even a clarification, but a my husband is on this. We have a flex plan at work, and we each have our little cards, and we have had absolutely no problem with them. They are very, very convenient. They are the way to go. And at the end of the year, if you don't have enough money in your flex account and you go to your chiropractor and you use that card and you don't have it, they will tell you. So they keep track of you. So, and it's all managed through the insurance company. So,
thank you for those comments.
Yeah, very confident in the entire process.
Any other comments? The chair will now ask for committee action. Representative Wick.
I move to pass.
Seconded. Representative Wick moved due pass of House Bill 1064, and Representative Hager seconded. Is there any discussion, or do you have any comments, Representative Wick?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think everything's been discussed well enough, and unless somebody has other things.
Other thoughts? The Secretary will call the roll, the vote.
Representatives Bartling,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Hawks,
aye.
Johns,
aye.
Kaiser,
aye.
May,
aye.
Ring,
aye.
Schaefer,
aye.
Stevens,
aye.
Tolson,
aye.
Tyler,
aye.
Wick,
aye.
Hager,
aye.
Sly,
aye.
Madam Chair, we have 15 yay and 0 nay on House Bill 1064.
House Bill 1064 has passed, and Representative Tolson asked for consent. Is there any objection to consent? All those in favor will say aye.
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 Those opposed? Okay, I will move to the consent calendar. Let's see, I think that's our only bill for today. And just keep in mind that when we come back on Wednesday, we will have we have two bills on the docket right now, but they're starting to come in. So be prepared for a 7:45 meeting on Wednesday. And if you have a black binder, be sure that you just set it up here, and the secretary will take care of that. And are there any other announcements? Yes, Representative Hager.
I don't have an announcement.
Okay. The intern has contact information so that you can get a hold of other committee members, and so that we can have a way of contacting each other if we should need to. The chair calls for a motion to adjourn. Representative Tyler moves. Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Hawks seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned.